Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Life never bounded or constrained, tamed chaos took the flood in hand, determined these should now recede and bear what would become the land. And so this day their boundary set, God named one earth, the other sea, and then beholding both were good, love's eye was drawn to shrub and tree. Life thus at rest, our mother earth, and charged her color, bloom, and root, be lavish in the gifts you bear, of greening forests, plants, and fruit. And so it was, and it was good, our planet's splendor stood untrod, each peak, each valley, plain, and pond poured forth its poetry to God. Thus evening came, and morning came, the third day when our earth first breathed, so fragile, faithful, fruitful, free, by life sustained, by love conceived. Let the earth and all she bears rejoice, all the trees of the woods and orchards clap their hands. Sing a new song to Adonai, the God of wonderful deeds, whose right hand and holy arm have brought salvation. God has made the victory known, and has revealed justice to the nations, remembering both truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to Adonai, O earth, ring out your joy. Sing praise to God with the harp, with strings and the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, acclaim our sovereign God. Let the sea and its creatures roar, the world and all that is there. Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out their joy. At the presence of Adonai who comes to rule the earth. God will rule the world with justice and govern the peoples with fairness. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let the earth and all she bears rejoice. All the trees of the woods and orchards clap their hands.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I beg you, through the mercy of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The earth has yielded her fruit. God, our God, has blessed us. The earth has yielded her fruit. God, our God, has blessed us. The meadows are covered with fruit trees, and the valleys are decked with wheat. God, our God, has blessed us. Glory to the One, to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of Life. The earth has yielded her fruit. God, our God, has blessed us. Lord, save us, we are perishing. Rebuke for us this stormy sea, and bring to us a great calm. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit. Pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Lord, save us, we are perishing. Rebuke for us this stormy sea, and bring to us a great calm.
For all who hunger, whose lives are endangered by lack of fresh fruit and vegetables, whose families and livestock are perishing from lack of vegetation. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all those whose poverty forced them to survive on grains and vegetables when they can find them, and for those who willingly adopt this simple diet so others may simply live. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who work closely with soil, farmers, scientists, and gardeners, who recognize its fragile beauty and strive to restore its natural balance. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who farm and garden the earth using permaculture and other sustainable methods that harmonize with the life of entire ecosystems. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who hoard the produce of the land, who build larger barns and funnel grains and greens that could feed the whole world into the unsustainable production of pork, beef, and poultry to satisfy the cravings of the elite. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who hunger for meaning, cut off from the life-giving and sustaining love of God, manifest in the cycle of life in all its paradox and diversity. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before Mother Earth, whom you invited to join you in the ongoing work of creation. And now each peak, valley, field, and pond pours forth its poetry of gratitude and praise. As we celebrate the appearance of dry land and the birth of plants and vegetation on this third day of the week, give us the wisdom and will to care for and conserve the earth and the many life forms to which she has given birth. May we join the trees in clapping our hands and join all your saints in singing your praise, for yours is the love, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of the angels, we praise you. Root of Jesse and Haven fair, from whom the world's true light was born. Joyous virgin beyond compare, we hail your loveliness and beauty. Once more we greet you, most glorious one. Plead for your children with Christ, your own Son. Mary kept all these things, meditating on them in her heart. Let us pray. O Holy One, grant to your people lasting health in mind and body. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, may they be freed from present sorrow and attain eternal happiness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.